British Prime Minister Theresa May has formally asked the EU for a Brexit delay ahead of a summit in Brussels Thursday. All the bloc's members will have to approve that. But despite allowing for an extension of Article 50, the EU says the UK will have to justify the need for it. Amina Taylor has more.
The government intends to bring forward proposals for a third meaningful vote. If that vote is passed, the extension will give the House time to consider the withdrawal agreement bill. If not, the House will have to decide how to proceed. But as Prime Minister, I am not prepared to delay Brexit any further than the 30th of June.
May's Brexit deal has been voted down twice, and on Monday, a third vote was ruled out by the Speaker of the House of Commons, John Bercow, because, in a nutshell, it's the same deal. Parliament wants material changes to it before voting again. But the European Union says further negotiations are not on the table.
If the United Kingdom wishes to leave the European Union in an orderly way, this withdrawal treaty is the only available treaty. It was negotiated together, seriously and objectively.
Despite having promised an extension, Barnier says the UK might have to clarify a few things first. Brussels wants to know how shifting the deadline will help make progress.
I don't think there's any appetite amongst EU leaders to simply kick this can down the road, because it hasn't been possible to coalesce a majority in Westminster to support the current arrangements. And so if there's to be an extension granted for Article 50 on request, then there needs to be a persuasive plan in terms of how to use that time to overcome the obstacles to a managed, sensible Brexit.
I will fight until the last minute of the time to March 29th for an orderly exit. We haven't got a lot of time for that, but we still have some days. It all depends on what Theresa May puts forward.
And while British and European politicians prepare to stretch out the Brexit saga, London braces for a Put It to the People march on Saturday that will demand Brexit be scrapped altogether via a second referendum.